What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. Today, my guest, first time ever on the show, the man who needs no introduction, legend in the New York comedy scene, Robert Kelly, a.k.a. Bobby Kelly, a.k.a. Bob Kelly.
What's up? That's you gave me the same a.k.a.
Yeah, because some
people... a.k.a. the dude... AKA Chub Tits.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, but yeah. You can still.
Now you're AKA Bobby the Sleeve.
Bobby the Sleeve. AKA Banana Stomach.
Yeah. Dude, how does you. Oh, thank you so much. I asked for. She gave me half a cup of water. What the fuck is this? Now you just give me an entire glass of water.
This is weird, though, to actually get a cup of water. Usually when you do a show, it's a bottle.
Yeah.
Of water. Like somebody goes to BJ and you get a bottle of water. This is actually like 1978.
Yeah. Because we're doing this from an apartment. I mean, legally do this show here. They think that I just rented this apartment and I live here because I got thrown out of my house, but we're really doing a podcast out here.
They don't think you're running dudes from up here? A middle-aged guy that was fat a week ago and skinny now. Hey, I'm going to see Christy.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up here and get a slide massage.
Yeah, you have a flower shirt on. Our back-to-back guests have been you this today with the flower shirt, and last week was Jeffrey Gurian, who came up with his hair up to here.
I got
to
follow Jeffrey?
Dude, it's almost impossible. He came in and was doing stock material from like 1985. It was crazy.
There's something I really like the dude.
Oh, we loved him.
There's something iconic about him. He's like Blondie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, would I go see Blondie in concert? No. But I'd fucking hang out.
Dude, Jeffrey was pulling balloons and spoons out of his pocket. It was like a clown show. He
was a dentist.
He was a dentist. I think he still is. I think a lot of people don't want to admit that they're still doing it.
Dude, if I showed up and he was my if he was my dentist, I'd walk out.
Me too.
If you had scientist hair.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I would walk out.
That guy's been doing comedy a long time. Yep. Have you known Jeff? You've been doing comedy a long time. Have you known Jeffrey since the beginning?
I've known him since when I first came here, yeah.
And was his hair wacky?
He's always been the same look. That's why you got to respect it. He's never veered off his brand.
Right.
You know, even with time or technology, upgrades in fashion and hair products.
Yeah.
He's never, it's like Einstein. He just had that fucking hair.
Yeah, always.
Yahoo Serious. It's the same shit. That's why I respect him. He is who he is. I like people like that.
I like him. I like him like that a lot.
He almost died too.
I know. That's the thing when he was telling us how he almost died twice. He almost had COVID. I mean, he had COVID, almost died, and then he said he had a heart attack and the fucking EMTs didn't know how to get him into the hospital. The door was locked.
I'm just going to say this right now. I know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to change this. I'm going to shit my pants. This couch is not this sinks down.
It sinks in.
And I'm squatting. I'm literally in Taiwanese shit position right now.
Do you want to shit on these pants? These are what homeless pimp gave me for my birthday. A 2.5 month late gift. He literally gave me this, and he gave me a Ruth Bader Ginsburg finger puppet.
I mean, that's great.
He was like, you can finger Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That's fucking great. Those pants are fucking hypnotizing.
No, he has these exact pants. He wears them out not ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make me laugh. I swear to God, I have a tail sticking out of my butt right now.
Do you want to just keep pushing it?
I'm gonna try to hold it for the show.
Right.
But if I gotta go, I'll just get up and run. Yeah, I'm sorry too.
I think that though, when you have to poop or piss a little bit, it keeps you in the game.
Well,
keeps you in the moment.
I do it on stage.
I won't piss. If I have to pee, I usually won't go. I'll just go out there because it feels like it just keeps me in the moment as much as I can.
I think you're right about that. But this thing right now, I just want to let you know I shit my pants like a week and a half ago.
Are you shitting more? Do you shit more with this gastro sleeve?
Well, this gastro sleeve? I shit regularly. I shit in the morning, but I forgot to shit today because I was running out.
Yeah.
So I did a little workout. I had my protein shake and whatever the fuck I ate, and then I forgot to poop. I usually try to poop before I leave the house.
We got three bathrooms in here.
I'm going to have to shit in one of them, and
shit
I apologize. I could. I mean, this my shit right now, though, because of the food I'm eating, you can make a house with it. It's like clay.
I was going to say, when you start to eat healthy and you put healthy foods in your body, your shit usually it's S-shaped, and they're like bricks.
Yeah, you shit like a dog.
Right.
Well, you know when a dog shits, it just pinches it off. Dogs don't wipe their assholes.
No, I was gonna say you have a squeaky clean asshole after
you. Squeaky clean asshole because you cut it off like clay, like with the
yeah.
And now, but every once in a while, like this one,
yeah,
it's
gonna be a mess.
It's going to be like a drunk chick at like 3 a.m. yeah, in the meatpacking district.
Just splatter all.
Yeah.
What? Here we go. We got this. Is the Bristol stool chart? This is bar stool stool chart. We got type 1, which is separate hard lumps like nuts.
I did those after the surgery. I had rabbit shit. I had type 1. Yeah.
But what I think Bobby has probably, and what healthy eaters have, is types 3 and 4. Like a sausage with cracks or like a sausage smooth and soft,
100%
right?
3 and 4.
Yeah.
100% 3. I really would love a nice 2. That Baby Ruth coming out of your ass?
Dude.
I'll jerk off if that's happening.
Baby Ruth Ginsburg coming out of your ass?
That's like getting pegged without having to deal with your wife knowing you're gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love it. That's what we all strive for. Type 7 is bad. Watery, no solid pieces.
I got a type 6 or 7 happening right now.
Fluffy. Oh, so right now you're a 5. Oh, you're a 6. Fluffy pieces. Actually, type 6 sounds like you want to eat it. Fluffy pieces with ragged edges. A mushy stool.
Yeah. I think I'm 6. I was 5. I think I went to a 6 in the last 18 minutes. And I might be a 7.
What kind of... So now... Wait. Brand new hour of stand-up material. Come see me live. Get the Tiki Wikis. ChrisDComedy.com. My friends, tomorrow I am in Galway, Ireland. So we're going to have fun. And I'm back in the U.S. We got Baltimore in late October. We got Baltimore. We got Philly. We got Montclair, New Jersey. Then we're coming to Toronto and Buffalo. ChrisDComedy.com for Tiki Wikis. New Year's Eve in Huntington, Long Island. Tickets should be on sale soon. Then in December, we're coming to the South. Tiki Wikis. ChrisDComedy.com. So the gastric sleeve thing.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
No, because it was two. Because on the podcast with Stone, who we love Greg Stone, not his real last name, Greg Stone. He's got a real Ginzo fucking last name.
He really does.
Greggy Stone, Night Cream, great comic, great guy. Love Night Cream. Greg Stone, he was saying, or you were saying in that clip, that it was 2 years in the making. The gastric sleeve. So
it was
what does
almost
that mean?
3 years, actually, maybe 2.5, because it's the hardest decision in the world to make. As you know. Where I'm from, I've always went and lost the weight.
Yeah.
You know, like I said on stage the other night, there was like two old men in the front row, and I said I got the gastric sleeve, and they just looked at me like, and I was like, I know, you guys just got a wheelbarrow and put fucking bricks in it and ran around the block for 4 days and lost the weight. And my generation is like, can you make my stomach the size of a banana, please? So I just have a wedding to go to.
No, but it became a life or death thing, right?
For me, dude, my joints, my blood pressure, my insulin, I wasn't going to be around.
Right.
I mean, I was probably going to stroke out, and me and Keith would have to do some tour together. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we just have to face the audience one side. We just turn to it.
each on a different, you each have a different part of your body paralyzed. Yeah,
it'd be great if I got a heart attack and he got a stroke and my left arm was out and his right arm was out. We just clicked in the middle like conjoined twins. And
you and Colin Quinn go on a tour, two strokes and a heart attack.
And we had...
And Keith, you, Colin, yeah. Keith. Colin's going to yell at me for
that.
Yeah,
we had
joke.
Norton, we had... And a sissy boy.
Yeah. Someone coming looking for cock.
I like the rest of us.
I know. I know where to find it, actually.
Dude, come on.
We've seen each other in alleys before.
I used to find it before the internet. So I used to find it when you had to be Sherlock Holmes to find it.
Happy National Boyfriend Day. It's today. It's a real.
But yeah,
So 3 years. So you got to a point. What you kept trying to diet or
dude,
what
I just
was it?
Couldn't. I got. What happens is, and you struggle too, man.
Yeah,
like you have to work hard to fucking stay
to stay in shape. Yeah,
to stay in shape. You know, and I was the same way. I was always in shape, and I'd do shit, get shit, and then you'd get happy, and everything would be going. And all of a sudden, you'd be on the road, and you get depressed or sad. And you know, comics, we're not with a band. We're usually by ourselves somewhere. Right. And you start eating and stuff. Then you gain weight. And when you lose 30 pounds, you gain 40 back.
Right.
And it's harder and harder as the years went on. It just got harder and harder. And I tried to lose it. I went and I told my doctor, who's a friend of mine, Arpan Goyal, who's at my cigar bar, who did the surgery. I said, I'm going to go.
His name is Arpan?
Arpan, Indian.
You almost want a doctor with a name like that because you know that All he did was focus on, fuck, he wasn't a cool kid, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't any of that. His name's fucking Arpan. He might have been getting made fun of. And he just said, fuck you. I'm going to prove everyone wrong.
Yep.
And I'm going to be the smartest guy ever. And I'm going to fix your
stomachs.
Yeah,
you don't want Sean or Vinny
no.
to be your doctor.
I don't want Robert Kelly to be my doctor.
100%.
Robert Kelly, especially the Puerto Rican Bobby back in the day. I don't want you to be my doctor.
No way. You don't want me showing up.
No.
You don't want Bob as a doctor. You want fucking Arpan Goyle.
Yes.
That's what you
that's
want.
My doctor.
Some kid who had no friends.
Zero.
And two overbearing Indian parents.
Yes.
Get a degree.
Because he got in there and he does not fucking miss Arpan Goyle.
No, he's fucking great. But I told him, I go, I want to try to do this.
Yeah.
And I tried and I couldn't do it. I would lose weight and then shit would happen. And I'm 51, dude. At the time I was, you know, 49, 50. And finally I was just like, I looked at it like this. I went to rehab 37 years ago for drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I went away for 14 months.
Right.
And I took myself out of the game.
Right.
Food, you can't take yourself out of the game. You got to live. I got a family. I got to be on the road. So I looked at it like rehab. Like I was gonna go to rehab internally and give myself a shot to get it together.
Right.
So, you know, I put a governor basically on my stomach so that I could have a few months. And then I went up to my tiny house. I got a tiny house up in the woods in New Hampshire. And I knew I was going there for 2 months for the summer. So I knew I was going to have that 2 months away from the business, away from fucking making it and likes and all that horse shit. So I could just be by myself, walk, exercise.
Right.
Because the thing with the band, you have to eat right and you have to exercise. So you have to do all the same shit that you would do if you were losing weight.
Yeah, because if you eat too much with the band, you can actually like kill yourself, right?
You throw up.
Right.
If you eat too much, but if you don't work out, you'll
just
get fat
again. Had a couple of days
again.
Where you just fucking tried to have a fat day and you puked it all out?
No, I never did, because there's cells in your stomach called ghrelin cells. And those are the things that tell you, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And the bigger your stomach are, the more cells you have. So in theory, when you make your stomach smaller, you lose most of those cells.
Right.
So you don't have that thing telling you I'm hungry when you're not.
Yeah.
So when I eat a little bit, but I have puked a couple times because I've eaten out of the container. So when you eat out of a container, I have to take my food, put it on a plate. I'm going to eat this.
Right.
I can't just eat out like a savage like I used to.
Yeah.
Because I'll eat too much and then all of a sudden I'm just puking. So I haven't had too many of those because you don't want to do it. You know when you're full. It's like, I'm full. I'm out.
So is a sleeve a thing that's there forever now, or is it just like a training tool, like almost like losing weight with training wheels, and then like you get the sleeve out and your mindset has changed?
It's not a sleeve. You're talking about the ring.
I thought you said you got the sleeve.
I'll tell you, it's confusing because it confused the fuck out of me too. One of the reasons why I didn't do the surgery for a little while, because I didn't want to get, there's the bypass where they just rearrange all your shit and cut things off.
Fuck
and
that.
Then there's the, I think it's called the ring or whatever the fuck it is. It's like a ring that goes around your shit to make you nutty. The sleeve, it's a gastric sleeve. So what they do is they just take your stomach, which is huge, and they make it into the size of a banana. That's it. So they just take that other piece, throw it out. It's laparoscopic surgery, so it's done by a robot. It's very. The next day, I was walking around. I was out that weekend.
And it's irreversible. You can never.
No, you can. You can make your stomach. Your stomach will grow again.
Oh, okay.
If you can, like 2 years. You got 6 months of losing weight. Then the next 2 years. It will. You have where you can,
have to then do this. Like you have to stick. You can gain the weight in 2 years.
You can gain. A lot of people get this. If you fuck off, you can become a fat fuck again.
Fuck.
100%.
I kind of. But isn't that? If I was in the situation where I qualified for that and wanted to get that, I would want what you have because your whole, like over the next 15 years, your whole mindset about food is going to change now.
100%.
So now it's like, it's not even like, oh, I can live and eat pizza and ice cream and all that and I'll always stay skinny. That's not the truth.
No.
So, like you said, your blood pressure, cholesterol, those numbers, that gastric
all
bypass.
Down.
Yeah. Because of the food you're eating, not
sleep
because of the sleep.
Gone. Yeah. Because of the food. No more heartburn.
Yeah.
I don't have heartburn at night.
Right.
I go to sleep. I sleep. I get fucking great sleep now.
What's like a cheat meal for you now?
What's
the worst thing you'll eat?
Sugar-free popsicle.
A
fudgicle. I'll suck a fudgicle's dick.
You'll suck like this.
I go like this and I pop it out.
Yeah.
I make one sound.
But so a fudgicle.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Like a fudgicle or fruit popsicle back in the day would be like, I'm having I'm doing good. I'm having like a healthy snack. Now it's cheating.
Yeah, but I can eat anything I want.
Right.
I can go have pasta, but I'm only going to eat a small amount.
Right.
You understand?
Because you're getting hungry. You're getting full.
I'm full.
Right.
I'm full.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
But something, but the thing is with us, what I always think about with this is it has to give somewhere. And our tendencies, you know, like we are eating because like we're emotional eaters. The same thing with me. But if you say I'm good at eating, it's got to come out somewhere else. Are you jerking off more now? What are you doing?
I fucking jerk off now, but my dick is two hands.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah. That's what it
is. I'm not even kidding you, dude. There's epic moments in this process. One, I got to wash my balls from behind.
Which you haven't done in a while.
Dude,
that's Patreon content.
I opened up the bathroom door and I literally was holding my balls from behind like a Doberman Pinscher going, honey,
look at that.
They were all soapy. I'm like, I can wash my fucking balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tie my shoes in the middle, on the sides.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what you used to have to do.
I mean, all these little things that you don't know that you did, that you adapted, because fat people, when you get heavy, you adapt. Your body just adapts to the clothing it's in. You learn how to travel. You learn how to do all the things you have to do, but you're 150 pounds overweight,
right,
or 30 pounds overweight. 30 pounds overweight is carrying around 3 babies.
Yes. Yeah.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, that you try to hold 3 babies and walk around an airport. You'd die, but for some reason we can do it.
You just adapt to it.
You adapt to it. So yeah, there was milestones of things I could do that blew me away.
And you're still just probably in the beginning. Like how much weight have you lost now?
I lost, I think, close to 70.
So you're still probably going to lose another 70 in this process.
I'm losing a whole female.
Yeah.
You're
using a whole female or one Mateo Lane?
Yeah, one Mateo.
You're losing a Mateo. You have a little Mateo singing in you that's going to be gone now.
Yeah, I have a Mateo without the mustache. Yes. Which is no good.
Yeah.
No good.
Yes. Not good. Although no it probably good. Feels good though on down there. The little mustache, the tickle. You know the blow. You know what must be if you're a gay guy to snag a guy like Mateo? Oh. You must feel like you've got the hottest chick in the world.
Yeah, but it's also, you have like a dude, like the mustache is like, when you're hanging out at a bar, you can just hang out. If he doesn't talk, nobody's going to know.
Nobody's going to know.
If he goes, what do you want, sir? I'm going to have the French, you're done.
You're done, right.
But if he can just be quiet, you could just fucking roll anywhere.
Rolling with Mateo, Hottie Mateo.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's one of those things where.
That's good. Keep drinking coffee. I'm about to fucking
shit your brains out.
I mean, just shat myself. Yeah.
But honestly, do you feel like, your bowel movements don't change with the gastric sleeve, right?
No, it changes with the food I'm eating. So now as I'm adding I have regular food back in my diet. After the surgery, it was protein shakes and bone broth. I was shitting out car keys. It hurt so bad shitting.
Right.
Thank God I've had a lot of ass play over my life sexually, because I couldn't imagine just a straight up dude who's never had his butt touch.
Yeah.
Have to shit these
like
things.
This.
Oh, dude, it was like shitting out an Oscar.
So like what? So like what's a breakfast? Like what'd you have for breakfast today? What's a breakfast? What's
I
a
had
lunch?
A protein shake and I had a an egg thing, the egg little things from
like
Starbucks.
A little egg white thing.
An egg fucking, why am my brain's going? Egg pocket, whatever the hell it is.
What are they? Frittata? No, not a frittata. Egg white bite.
Egg bite.
Egg white egg bite. I got it first.
Egg bite.
All right, hold on. Wait. Bobby's from Boston. We're going to ask you, I got a couple of Boston trivia questions. Sure. Hold on. Bobby Kelly, one of the greats from Boston. Oh, we're doing Comics Come Home together.
Yes.
I hope I don't have to follow you, dude.
Have you
trying to follow Bobby is a nightmare to begin with, but trying to follow him in Boston, if they make me follow him in Boston, I won't go up. I'll just say, I'm going to say I can't go up. I'm getting gastric bypass. Okay, here we go. All right, you ready?
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Is that David Blaine? Who is that?
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah, they painted me. They painted.
Looks like David Blaine.
Oh, dude, David Blaine. He'd be, I know, fucking one time I was dating a girl and we were in the hotel gym, yeah. and she was in there yeah. working out, and I swear to God, I had to take a shit in the bathroom,
yeah.
in like the gym bathroom, and yeah. I came back out, and David Blaine was all staying in that hotel, and she was lifting weights, like, you know, like doing biceps, and he was behind her doing her, like, going over her form,
what?
And like doing magic tricks, and I was just like, oh my God, like, this girl, she should fucking...
What'd you do?
Dave, nothing, I left.
There was a girlfriend.
Yeah, but what was I going to do? Fucking compete with David Blaine?
Yeah, he magicians of pussies.
Yeah, I swear to God, dude, I made believe.
You did because he can fucking levitate and make yeah. an ace of spades disappear?
Dude,
crack him in the face. All his cards will fall out of his sleeve.
Dude, he
just expose him. Be like, look, you pussy, he was up his sleeve.
He was so ripped and jacked. So what I did was, I swear to God, I got so intimidated. I was like, hey. She's like, oh, David Blaine. I was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Big fan. I was like, babe, you know, I forgot my headphones for my iPod, but I had them in my pocket. I just went up to the room and sat up there for 20 minutes.
Oh, like a pussy. He was fucking making his dick disappear in your chair.
Yeah. I know. Dude. I know. I pussed out.
I would have said, back off, Harry Potter. This yeah. is my piece ass.
Yeah, I would have said, I'm a David Copperfield guy. No thanks. yeah. All right, here we go. You ready for this? No, this is Boston facts, Boston trivia.
Yes.
This was founded in, here, take that off the screen. This was founded in 1985 yes. in Newton. It has 450 locations worldwide. What is it?
In Newton?
This was founded in Newton in 1985.
Was it Annie's Dough or something like that?
No.
Annie's Pretzels?
Nope.
All right, wait. Give me a fucking second.
450 locations nationwide.
400? It's not Dunkin' Donuts because that was in Quincy.
No, no. You could probably actually have some food from this menu. You could probably eat small portions of this.
Oh, it's a the salad place.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Panera.
Boston Market.
Oh, fuck off. First of all, that's a trick question. It was called Boston Chicken.
Oh, it was called Boston Chicken.
So fuck you. Yeah. You're wrong too.
Yeah. Some of these questions, old fat Bobby's going to know. He was like, I know the exact name I used to go. But then new Bobby won't ever go to these places.
I went to Boston Market the other day.
Okay, here it is. All right. Founding father of the United States was born in Massachusetts Bay Colony.
What, is there a question?
Who am I? I was born in the Massachusetts Bay Colony it's Boston, but when I was born, it was called the Massachusetts Bay Colony, God. And I was a founding father of the United States.
Yeah, you were the fucking Adams.
No.
Not Adams. What's his name? Jeff.
No.
No, not Jeff. Dude, it was fucking
There's
Henry.
Only four founding fathers.
Henry, I got it. Ready? Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler from Milwaukee. Yes.
No. I know who it is.
Oh, it is.
I'm just fucking around.
All right. Who is it?
Let's not fuck around.
You want another clue?
Yeah.
He invented bifocals.
Sam Adams.
No.
Oh, you know, fucking.
5, 4.
Bifocals.
3.
Thomas Jefferson.
2. No, Benjamin Franklin. That's... You named every founding father but the one, the answer. All right, Bobby's 0 for 2.
Dude, this is bullshit.
All right, here we go.
Ask me some Boston shit. This is America shit.
This is specific Boston.
This Benjamin Franklin is smart kid, fucking good grades, Boston shit. Ask me some Boston shit.
Okay, here's one I know. Here's one that you'll get.
Ask me where you can get fucking weed in the middle of the night in Somerville.
Here we go. This donut was created by Chef M. Sanizan at Boston Parker's Hotel.
Boston Cream Donut.
There it is. Before I even finish the question.
Come on, son. The fucking... my asshole's opening like a dolphin hole. Yeah. It keeps opening, just, and I have to squeeze it. Oh.
Slowly.
I'm doing
like
fucking...
Jim Carrey when he comes out of the rhino and Ace Ventura is just coming out.
I'm doing Kegels on my asshole right now. This couch is the worst couch if you have to shit.
I know. It's a bad shit couch.
This is a bad shit couch.
Should we get rid of this couch? You think that this couch should we... Because the guests absolutely hate it. Nobody said anything positive about this couch once.
Dude, it's a $20,000 couch.
This is a $20,000 couch. It was left. when we got this apartment, it's an old place.
What is it, filled with fucking panties from girls he's fucked?
Yeah. We've looked.
smelly G-strings.
We had a cease and desist. We were going to do a funny bit for Patreon with a black light, but we were told by the legal team that we don't have the money to fucking countersue.
Oh, that was maybe shit.
We were told to shut up. Who wants better sex? Anybody? Some people don't. But ask yourself an honest question. Do you? Do you want better sex? If the answer is yes, then the best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item in that freaking website. Okay? More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus free shipping on your entire order. All you have to do is enter the code CHAOS at checkout, and you're going to get 50% off almost any item. When you do, you'll also get free shipping on your entire order when you enter the offer code CHAOS. That's CHAOS, C-H-A-O-S at adamandeve.com. C-H-A-O-S at adamandeve.com. Exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure you use that code CHAOS to get you not just a discount, but also the 100% free shipping code CHAOS. Let's have sex! Listen, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You have bad teeth, you're upset about a breakup, you work is hard, you know, you struggle with your sexuality, whatever it is. I've been through all of them. BetterHelp is what's going to get you out of it. Mental health is a real thing. It needs to be addressed in a real way, and BetterHelp does that. What I love about them is it's all online. You don't have to physically go anywhere. You can do, I'll do BetterHelp in these sunflower pants that Pimp bought me for my birthday. I don't care. And they match the therapist that works best for you. And they, you know, whatever you want. You know, you unload stress, you emotional heal, anxiety, depression, whatever you want, BetterHelp has you covered. I've been using it now for 2 years, and it's drastically helped me in almost every department of my life. So I want to say thank you to BetterHelp, okay? Literally, it's awesome. And right now, you're going to get a discount if you go to BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P. So BetterHelp.com/chaos, you're going to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/chaos, 10% off your first month. I'm telling you, get your mental health in check. Are you acting in it? I feel like you used to act all the time.
I was in 4th of July. Did you see 4th of July?
No. Oh, Louis C.K.'s movie? No, we didn't see it. We didn't see it yet, but we're going to watch. Should we? Oh, did we see it?
I saw it.
What do you mean, did we see it?
I don't know if we saw it. I don't know if
I'm going to shit. You made me have to shit. I gotta change stances. I got to lean on a cheek.
I have Venetia go watch it for me and say I saw it.
You're really good in it, Bobby.
Are you going to be in Bill Burr's new movie? Doesn't Burr have a movie coming out?
No. He's got a, I mean, I heard it's great.
Yeah.
He's got a new movie coming up, but he's got like some big name actors in that. Yeah. No, I'm not in that.
Yeah, I never get asked to do anything.
I thought you were in it.
No.
What do you mean? I never get asked to do anything either.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you're an outsider, even though like I would look at you and say, of course you're not? Do you feel like that? I feel like that all the time.
No, I mean, you know, Louis's always put me in stuff. I mean, you know, my special coming out October 8th. It's already out right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is out right now. Yeah, and I'm in London right now, by the way.
I'm in.
That's where I am.
I'm shitting my pants right now.
Yeah.
I'm eating a tomato.
Bobby's pushing his wife through the back window right now because they forgot the code in the door.
Yeah, my special's on. I mean, stuff like that. Like, he came to me and just said, hey, bro. I mean, I did a set and I kill and you kill too. But he came up after me and, you know, he's like, you know, you should have a special. And he goes, I want to do it for you.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah. So he directed it, produced it, paid for it. He got his whole crew that did all his specials, like award-winning people to do it.
Wow.
We did it down in Tampa. And
Louis went down there with you to do it.
Louis flew down and directed it, man. He was down there. And I mean, it's going on. It's on his website, louisck.com. Or Robert Kelly Killbox.com. But yeah, it's fucking amazing. So as far as I'm an outsider.
How much does it cost?
How much did it cost?
How much does it cost for the fans to get it? $10. By the way, let me just say something real quick. That's the new way that we're gonna all be doing this, by the way. Is because I'm telling you, you know, I know that you pay for the Netflixes of the world and the HBOs, and that's all great. And watch Game of Thrones, keep the service, not shitting on the service, but they don't pay comics or give us anything. They look at us like second-class citizens, which we are.
Well, we made their platforms.
Yes, especially Netflix. We did, 100%.
Made the platforms.
But this way now, the us coming directly to you and saying, if you want it, you've been a fan of mine, right, pay the $10. Please go out there and do it, because this is the way we're going to continue to keep getting the content out, because the whole model has changed. It is 100%. We've put our career in the hands of you guys, the fans. So 100%. Go buy Bobby's special.
100%. Yeah. And people are like, well, what if it's on YouTube a year later for free? Well, I saw Top Gun.
Yeah.
And I paid for that. It's going to be on cable at some. Yeah, that's just the way it rolls.
Yeah, because then what's going to happen is a year from now, your friend bought it or your friends bought it, and then they told you all the punchlines. So you want to buy, you want to watch things now. You might be dead in a year from now, you fucking piece of shit.
It's weird.
Whoever this fucking asshole is that said that hypothetically in your head, fucking scumbag.
I was in the shower and it never happened. It was a fake person.
I know, dude.
I actually had a fight with Louis today about money for the special. Like, in my head, I'm like, well, what about this? He's like, we didn't even make a dime.
Yeah.
I just, all I care is that he gets paid back. That's really all. Like, just buy it so I can pay him back. Because if it doesn't make money, I'm fucked.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah, because then you owe Louis too much money.
I owe him money. I'm going to have to tour for nothing.
Yeah.
And just say, he's going to tell me to say weird shit.
Yeah, I don't want
to. No, but Louis's the fucking best, dude. No, he's always done that with me. He's done that with every comedian.
No, he's a nice guy.
And he was the first guy, he put so many women, funny women to work on his show.
Yeah.
And especially me, like, I'm a chubby dude. I don't get cast a lot.
Former chubby dude.
Former. Yeah. But back when he casted me, you know, he doesn't care. He sees something in somebody, knows you're funny, and throws you in shit.
Throws you in.
So
Louis,
we are outcasts. I'm an outcast corporate-wise.
Right.
Like, Netflix doesn't give a fuck. I mean, I like those people. They just don't care for me. You know, stuff like that I never get. Never get that stuff. But guys like Louis or other comedians will always back me up with shit and give me stuff.
Yeah, I think that this is just the way. I don't even think it's necessarily only comedy anymore. I think everybody now is just going, cutting out the middlemen and saying, we're going to go directly to the people, and the people are going to supply. Like, nobody, there's no reason anymore to have some gatekeeper, you know, dictate my life anymore. Not at all. Louis, I saw him 2 weeks ago. It was me and my father were sitting at the Comedy Cellar Olive Tree table. My dad doesn't really come to New York much anymore, so he came, and Louis came and sat down and was talking to us, and Louis was, you know, being so cool, saying all these nice things. My dad's listening. Then we get home. Well, we get in the car to drive back, and my dad calls my stepmom, his wife. He goes, D, he was like, I was just one of Christopher's friends. You never believe who I was just getting a chance to talk to for 20 minutes. And she was like, who? He goes, Louis Anderson. He thought Louis C.K. was Louis Anderson.
Wow.
And
I mean, was like, God bless him.
I was
it's not even close. Really.
I know. So my stepmom was like, Louis Anderson's been dead for like a couple of years. He goes, I was just talking to him. I don't know what you want me to tell you. And I'm like, Dad, that's Louis C.K. He was like, you know what I meant. Same shit. I was like, same shit.
As a dad, and probably near your dad's age, I understand him.
Yeah, my dad also. My dad doesn't know any of us. He doesn't know. Look, he's a 78-year-old guy.
It's the same shit.
He likes fucking Buddy Hackett and shit. You know,
fucking love Buddy Hackett. You like Buddy Hackett?
I like Buddy Hackett.
Yeah. I was at a wedding, Barry Katz's wedding.
Right.
Buddy Hackett's there. Fucking shit faced.
Wow.
So it's me, Swartzen, Matt Frost, all these comics, Jay Moore.
You were young guys back then.
Dude,
20s.
I got a picture. It's fucking smoking. I mean, the picture of me.
You were gorgeous back.
I was sexy Bobby.
Yeah.
I was like secret spy Kelly. Oh,
yeah.
And we're at the wedding. Buddy Hackett is fucking there, trashed. And they're getting married. It's a Jewish wedding. We're on the beach.
Yeah.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
They're going, Amoka Legs, Amika Horn. He's like, Pokey Wokey Waka Wooey Wooey Hawaii. I mean, ruining the wedding. But
well, you're dying?
Dude, we're trying not to laugh. You know what I mean? So then we go in and they have, you know, the band. They have the Beatles, the number one Beatles, whatever fucking band that's called. Replica. What do they call
them? Yeah, like cover band.
Cover band.
Yeah, yeah.
The number one. Like, very expensive.
Yeah.
They got them committed. They look like them. They come in, they sing just like the long day's night. I mean, woo! The place is going nuts. They bring people up to give speeches. Jeff Ross brings up Buddy Hackett. He's fucking nuts. He walks on stage, he goes, there's a hum. Do you hear that hum? There's a hum in the speaker. Get it to stop. Am I the only one in show business? There's a hum. And he starts talking. The hum. Shut the hum off. All of a sudden, he takes his champagne. He throws it on the keyboard. Smoke goes up. Fire. And he goes, that's better. You see the fucking Beatle dude?
Yeah.
Just running over with this stupid wig? He's like, that's a $10,000 keyboard, right? To Barry Katz. You're fucking paying for that. He goes, I'll pay for it. He goes, I want to check now, motherfucker.
Yo.
It was the greatest. I was on the fucking ground.
Dying.
He just threw champagne.
He's dead right now, buddy.
Oh, they're all fucking dead.
All dead, right?
They're all dead.
Well, they said Jackie Gleason, right? Guys like that, they used to drink, smoke. They used to, like, just go over. They would memorize the show in, like, an hour, they said. But I don't know if these are, like, old wives' tales or, like, were they just better back then? Less distractions,
what do
maybe?
What memorize the
like, Jackie Gleason would go do the Honeymooners. Yep. He would memorize the entire script.
Right.
Like, an hour before the show. He would just know all his lines and just have it in one take.
Some guys are like that.
Yeah, I'm not like
I
that.
Know people like that.
Yeah?
Oh,
you just
yeah.
do it?
Yeah, just do it.
Are
yeah.
you a guy that you would have to keep going over your lines?
I have to go over my lines, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go over my lines.
You get intense, too. I remember one time you asked me to read with you quick when we were still all with Apostle, and you got intense.
Where, when?
It was one of the first times you screamed at me.
When? I've screamed at you a lot, though.
You have. Yeah. I remember
because you're screamable.
I know. I remember one time you screamed
you're very
at me
screamable.
And I called DeRosa. You screamed at me and I called DeRosa and I was like, Bobby screamed at me. And he was like, so? I was like, yeah. And then he was like, it's going to be fine in a few days, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he hates me, whatever. He screamed at me. And then he was like, this is what he's like. And then Joe was like, let me tell you something. Bobby's going to yell at you all the time.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be, everything's going to be fine in a week.
Yeah.
All the time. And then he told me, like, he was like, you know how many fights I've gotten in with Bobby?
Yeah.
And then it's just fine. He goes, he'll forget that he even fought with you about a week later.
No, that's him.
Okay.
That's not me.
That's your role.
I will work it out in my head.
Right.
And be like, okay, that was wrong of me to do this. But you did that. Like,
right.
We'll work it out. Like,
right.
I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he'll forget it, but he'll, like, you know, let's forget. Me and DeRosa have had, you think screaming, dude. I remember me, him, Morgan Murphy was in the middle of us. We were screaming at each other in a cab so bad that the guy kicked us out. Like, we, yeah. You fucking motherfucker. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I'll murder you. I mean, and Morgan Murphy was like, guys, I don't feel safe.
And you didn't even know what it was about. You
dude,
probably
me
don't
and Billy
remember.
Burr used to physically fight.
You and Bill Burr used to.
We used to live together.
So you threw hands at each other.
Yeah, a couple times.
That's a great. Well, but,
yeah, a couple times. We actually used to play roller hockey on cement in like a basketball court.
Right.
And we would fucking. I remember one time we was playing so hard and we would get so mad at each other. Like he pushed me down to the concrete and I slid and I would throw him down. We used to get. I mean, me and Bill Burr, I mean, with two guys from Boston, he had five brothers, I had five uncles.
Yeah,
we would just be like, go fuck yourself. I mean,
fine.
And yeah. It would get to the point where, yeah, a couple
times.
It's
not like that anymore now. I guess it's better that it's not like that
no,
anymore.
No, you can't. Why? Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, now it's like if you guys, say you're 20 years younger and you got into a physical fist fight,
yeah.
Most times... You wouldn't be friends anymore. You wouldn't talk anymore because you didn't learn.
Now.
Nope.
No, you look at fighters after a fight, what's the first thing they do?
Hug. No, but they're fighters. I'm saying comics
like- Yeah, but
like,
the same thing.
Like we get it. There's I see so many comics now, like at the clubs getting offended. They get offended or you have to watch what you say or don't say that. It's just a different, see, I came up with, I was- The very, very young, when I would watch you guys, like, sit. When I first got in at the Comedy Cellar, there was still the table. It was still you and Jim Norton and Colin and all those guys and Keith Robinson and Rich Voss sitting in the corner just fucking abusing each other.
Yep.
Abusing each other. Well, you would be, as a young comic, panicked if you were passed at the Comedy Cellar and you sat at the table because if they shone the light on you, you were going to get destroyed, which was fine, but you really had to have comebacks to come back, and a lot of times people would swing and miss. I swung and missed a lot, and it's so fucking embarrassing, and you just want to kill yourself, and now that culture is completely gone.
It's gone.
It feels there because now somebody would get, like I remember I was sitting at the Comedy Cellar table a couple of years ago. I may have told a story on before, but I won't mention the name, where like somebody, a comic, like earnestly asked me, sitting at the table in front of, you know, Esty and all those other people, he was like, do you want your children to be gay? Miracle brand bed sheets literally are the best. I feel comfy wumpy in them. They keep me cool all night. They have bacteria fighting fabric. So you're not getting literal all this, you know, disgusting bacteria. That's that, you know, that we get when we sleep. It doesn't happen on Miracle Brand. They offer a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry. You can wash them as much as you want. Make no mistake. You want to wash them, they got skid marks, you wash them. But you don't have to. You can wash them 3 times less. And they're better for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria is bad. Bacteria is bad. These sheets are like a freaking antibiotic. It's like you're sleeping in a big antibiotic. So right now, go to trymiracle.com/chaos to try it today. That's trymiracle.com. Okay? Don't forget the T-R-Y. Trymiracle.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos at checkout to save 40% and get 3 free towels. Do whatever you want to do with those towels. That's up to you. They're free. You can use them for drying anything up. Anything you want. Those towels you can use. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Brand. Go to trymiracle.com/chaos and use the code chaos to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/chaos. Thank you, Miracle Brand, for sponsoring this episode. Do you want them to be gay? And I was like, I don't know if that I want them to be gay. I wouldn't mind if they were gay, but I wouldn't want them to be gay because I would want them to have the path of least resistance in their life.
You know why the table's gone?
Why?
Because you fucking pussies didn't respond to her. Go, it was a joke. Shut the fuck up. What are you, a news interview? Shut up. Nobody wants to hear your real questions.
Yes.
We're about to go downstairs and talk. We do jokes for a living. Fuck off.
You. Right.
You didn't say it. You actually answered her.
That's
well,
what it was
I really
problem.
Would like my children. Go yeah. fuck yourself.
I love that the guy, it's actually a guy who asked it, but you're assuming it's a girl because this guy's a fucking pussy.
Well, all you had to go is go, dude, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What do you mean, shut the fuck up? You're being an asshole.
Yeah.
You're asking me, as a comedian, as a supposedly funny person, do you think I want, when you listen to this shit, what do you think, fucking, yeah. you know, Anderson Cooper, what the fuck, fuck yourself. Yeah. And then they'd shut the fuck up.
That's what we lost.
The
that's
generation
true.
After that wanted to make it, you guys wanted to make it, like they put it in your thing. We got to be famous and we got to go this way. You know, not knowing that you fuckers were going to change the game and make it in a shitty living room in fucking North Jersey. Where is this?
Staten Island. But it is Jersey. No, you're right. Typically, it is Jersey.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you guys changed the game,
right?
They weren't going to give you what you wanted anyways.
Right.
You're going to have to make it and get a fucking dude that looks ridiculous in clothes and a fucking hot Greek chick and fucking stupid pants. Rent a $30,000 couch. You know what I mean? And you guys did that, but you know, there was no internet. There was no social media. There was none of that shit. So it kind of sucks for you guys.
It does.
We only had on stage.
Right.
And up there. Are you funny here? Are you funny there?
Right.
You know, so you guys got it, and then the world fucking flipped upside down. You can't even finger fuck a chick at the park anymore.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's what it is. That's why she's here.
Yeah. I want to do this so bad. I need to get canceled. I need some fame.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Fucking right down the middle, Bob.
Fucking Gray Zone Bob.
Yes, Gray Zone Bob, a.k.a. There's another fucking a.k.a.
That's it. Yeah.
My response to that would have been like, shut your fucking
mouth.
What are you doing? What are you asking serious questions for?
It's
what are you, NPR? Fuck off. And then we'd be like, well, and then you would have shut him down with funny.
Yeah.
And if someone else, Keith, was there, would have been like, yeah, shut your face, dumb dumb.
I know.
I'm not saying, look, the whole culture, we used to make fun of people. We'd come up and hear you guys talking about, yeah, man, it's art. And we'd be like, what the fuck? Shut your fucking mouth.
This is
punk rock, man. This is jazz. This isn't art.
Art, yeah.
And we know it. We know stand-up comedy's art.
Yeah.
We know that we get it. But we never went up there, hey, man, what'd you think of that joke? Shut up. I'm eating my fucking falafel.
Shut up.
Fucking watch your dumb set. Be funny.
Yeah.
Just go be funny.
That's it.
You know?
Well, because I miss that now at the Comedy Cell. That's why I look forward when you're there or Colin Quinn's there.
Yeah.
Because I know it's just going to be like more abuse. Shane Gillis, I would say, is a guy who I think
Shane
of right
Gillis.
Away, who's old school.
Yeah.
Who you can...
Jay, Big Jay.
Jay, you can fuck with those guys. Soder.
Yeah.
We can all fuck with the, we'll all fuck with each other. But some of the newer guys, unfortunately, it's like and it's not even like I'm shitting on them. It's just, it's changed.
But we passed it down to you fuckers. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. You, dude, you bust balls.
I do bust balls.
You fucking bust balls like anybody, dude.
Yeah. And then I have to make public apologies. On behalf of the Jimmy Kimmel Vice Network, whatever fucking bullshit show.
Did you have
show.
To make a public apology?
No, no, no. Oh, I never would.
Yeah, but
I never
would. Dude.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
no, yeah. I was good. I would have had to if I continued on his show that we never, legally can't talk about.
You know, we never bust balls with people we didn't love.
Yeah, that's what that.
We like, there was a lot of guys that would show up at the table. I just dealt with him differently.
Yeah.
Like DC Benny. I love DC Benny, but I never fucked with him like that. Because I know DC didn't like that. Pete Corelli, same thing. I love Corelli, but it was a different dynamic.
Right.
But you know, if Norton walked in with, you know, jorts on, he's getting a beating. You know what
shorts.
I mean?
Oh, sorry. I got to leave in 3 minutes. Sorry.
3 minutes. Oh,
well,
my
because
God.
My kid's got to fucking, I got to.
Don't apologize.
Well, I just want to tell you what I got to do. I got to pick up my daughter. I got to pick up my daughter from daycare, and then I got to take her to the dentist. I got to go to the dentist, but my girlfriend, her mom is at the dentist now, so we got to fucking keep my I just got to be at the dentist for 3 hours now with a one-year-old, and I got to get dental work done, and I'm terrified as fucking dentist. The dentist's name is Leanne Smiles. That's her name.
What?
Yeah.
You sound like a 14-year-old. You're a man with a child, and you have millions of dollars in the bank.
No, not million. Well,
you have
no. Not you have, millions.
You have a million and a half?
No.
Million and two?
No, no,
you,
no.
Then you're not, if you got a million, like Patrice said, once you spend a buck, you're a thousandaire.
Right, yeah.
So you're a thousandaire?
Thousand, yeah.
All right, you got a lot. Dude, you got money.
Nothing.
You got money, you got great hair, you're a good looking guy.
I look thinner, right?
What?
Do I look thinner?
You're asking the fucking fat guy?
Yeah.
Dude, dude, that's my compliment. You want my compliment?
I got a sleeve. Got the ring.
You didn't get a sleeve. You didn't get nothing.
Yo, how bad do you have
you
to
don't
shit?
Have a ring. You're not even married.
I know. I have fucking scumbag because I'm a fucking piece of shit because I'm in the closet.
You're not in the closet. You think you're in the closet. We've never seen you not outside of the closet, peeking your head out going, hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, dude, we're all fucking half. We're side queer, all of us. Listen to me. Yeah.
Side queers are good. That's a good name for a special.
Yeah, side queer.
It's merch. Side queer. Hold on. Everybody at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. The only way to get involved in the show is you can write in questions, and we read them on the show. We pick the three or four best, and we got questions for Bobby specifically.
What's up?
So let's go. Tyler Robertson, LA Comics versus New York Comics. If it was 1993, East Coast versus West Coast, who is the comedian Biggie and who is the comedian Tupac in today's comedy world, and who kills who first? That's a good question for Bobby.
Well, 1993 is when I first started, so it's a little hard. You know what I mean?
Who were the big names back then? Who do you remember?
Well, Dice Clay was big back then.
Okay.
So Dice, and he's from California. I mean, no, he's from New York.
New York, so he'd be Biggie, I guess.
He would be Biggie, and I think L.A.
Who was a West Coast Bob Saget?
No, not Bob Saget. I would actually pick, what the fuck is his name? The guy who screams.
Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison. And I would pick Dice over Sam any fucking day.
Really?
100%.
Interesting. Okay.
Dice is just fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
And you know, you see his shows, you think of just the nursery rhymes. He's got a whole act.
So much more than that.
Dude, he's got, I went and saw him in Vegas. I was dying.
Yeah.
Talking about banging. So I fucking, kicked the legs apart. I mean, he's fucking
last
hilarious.
Year, me and Dice had a co-headlining date on the books in Orlando. We had a full co-headlining date. It was the coolest thing. He reached out and we were going to do new school, old school thing, all his vision, the young Dice. He was all this stuff that he went to. I couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, about 2 weeks before, we canceled the gig because he said he had some type of facial thing going on. Fine, whatever. So he's like, we're going to get a new date. Okay, fine. 2 days later, my agent calls. He goes, hey, I got your date. It's just you in that venue. I was like, no, we can't do that.
Dice.
I was like, we can't do that. Dice said we're going to do it together. He goes, Dice booked himself in that same venue a week from today. So he threw you off and just went on himself. I got fun. My agent even asked me, he goes, does that upset you? I said, no, it makes me love him more. I was like, I can't believe I got diced. It was like a compliment. Yeah. It was an honor.
Yeah, so Dice would kill Sam Kinison. And because Sam Kinison got fucked by Richard Pryor's son.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, you don't know that?
In the ass?
Dude, Richard Pryor's son told the story on a podcast in L.A. He Sam Kinison fucked him in the ass. He fucked Sam in the ass.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I heard
Sam fucked him. They fucked.
And Carl LeBove, Sam was the father of Carl LeBove's child. If I don't know if that's true or not, but that
was all that shit. I believe all that shit.
That's crazy.
Oh, they were
right?
just fucking each other out there.
Yeah, it just happens.
What about current times?
Current times?
Yeah, New York.
Oh, who's the... Oh, it's got to be...
I would say Louis, New York.
Louis, New York.
Louis the fucking king out here. I mean, not just because he did my special. I mean, that's part of it. But...
Go to the website.
LouisCK.com.
$10. That's all you need.
It's available right now. It's called Kill Box.
Yeah.
Kill Box.
Kill Box.
Kill Box.
You should do one when you get...
I would say Burr, but is Burr L.A.? Burr's L.A. now,
Burr's
right?
L.A.? Well, it could be Louis versus Burr. You should do your next special when the sleeve is out 3 years from now and do it in Seattle and call it Sleeveless in Seattle.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
I like that.
That's the end of the show.
Sleeveless in Seattle.
Yeah.
Stop rocking. I got to shit. It makes me have to shit.
Okay, here we go.
Stop doing this, you fucking...
Sorry. All right, this is from Connor Fennell. Should Chrissy get a gastric sleeve? Maybe in my ass.
No. You look good, dude. You look fucking great. You look skinny. You're looking shredded.
I've been doing intermittent fasting.
Here's the thing with you, dude, and I'm going to tell you from me, because you know I'm a lot older than you.
Not a lot. I'm 38. You're 51. 13 years.
13 years is a lot.
You think it's a lot?
In fat time, yes.
Yes, in fat years.
When you're my age, you got potential.
Yeah.
You have potential. I can fucking blow the fuck up.
Right.
You have that ability to just get fucking fat. Yeah. So be careful.
Oh, I thought you meant my career. No, my weight.
Your career. I'm going to shit my pants. I think I'm going to shit my pants.
Dude. I might have to, dude, that couch is taking just a slow seep of farts, right?
Dude, I can't fart. Dude, I've been holding my asshole shut. I swear to God, it feels like a fingernail's coming out of my asshole this whole show. It feels like a witch is just trying to tickle out of my asshole. No, dude, you gotta watch out.
Get fat, yeah.
Because, dude, I know, God, you're like me.
Yeah.
You can get big and skinny quick.
At 38, you were probably like, you weren't.
38, I was all right, dude.
You weren't big.
That was my fifth skinny.
Wow, fifth skinny.
No, my my fourth skinny.
Yeah.
It was right after my fifth fat. I got skinny. So yeah, right. I've had six fats.
Six fats. How many skinnies?
I've had five skinnies.
This is the sixth skinny.
This will be the sixth skinny.
Wow.
My final fat.
Right, the final fat.
The final fat.
Right.
That's the next special, the final fat.
All right, here we go. From Mario Burrell, it's the last question. Since everyone does a Bobby Kelly impression, who's the last person Bobby wants to see do an impression of himself? I do feel like everyone's got a Bobby impression, everyone's got a Voss impression.
Yeah, everybody does. Do me. I want to hear yours.
Bobby impression.
Yeah, do me yelling at you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I yelled at you recently.
Yeah, I know. Recently. Dude, take down the pick, dude. You fucking... I swear to God, you go, you and your... What, are you going to put this on TikTok with your dumb friends? I was like, what?
I had just gotten the surgery.
Okay.
I had just gotten the surgery. I was a week and a half out.
Okay.
Okay. And you, without me knowing...
In Montreal.
I'm fucked up. I just was out, you know, having some lunch with people. It went too long. My kid, I was supposed to be my kid. He's fucked up that I'm not there. I just got the surgery. I'm trying to make it to my kid because I'm supposed to be there to do this thing, take him somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm fucking, you know, I'm all fucked up in my head. And then you're taking videos of me from behind. And
nice
then just
Instagram reel.
And just posting it fucking. And I see, it's like, who does that? He goes, no, I was doing it for friendship. I was like, well, let's hold each other and go, hey, man, I'm with my friend Chris and I'm with my friend Bobby.
Yeah.
And let's do a good one. Not from behind. You could see my hips. I just saw my fatness. All that shit came back. And you had stupid, what's his name? Fucking Leslie. Sylvester. What the fuck is his name?
Emilio. Sylvester.
That cocksucking ponytail motherfucker was on the side of me trying to mimic, you know, you were trying to get a video of me and him together.
He was next to me. I literally just took, what happened was that I just took the video, posted it, and I put at Robert Kelly, hashtag comedians in the wild, because I was trying to do a thing.
Like I'm a buffalo.
Yeah.
That's what Fat Bob sees.
Well,
and I'm all fucked up. You, listen,
I fucked
I'm
up.
A fucking man.
Right.
You're a man.
Right.
You want? We take a photo.
We're both. You have on a flower shirt. I have on sunflower.
I mean, look at we're side queers.
These are 22 men.
We're side queers.
We're side queers.
But we're men. We have kids.
Yes.
And we have women.
Yes.
But occasionally,
yeah,
we dilly dally.
Our kids are our proof that we've had sex with women at least once.
100%.
Yeah.
We needed that proof.
Yeah. This is it. See, I'm not all the way gay.
I don't want my wife to ever look for a Sheraton hotel on my Google search.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She types in SH. A lot of shit's gonna come up. So you caught that one, dude.
Listen, you're a fucking
dude. Listen, dude. Dude, I was like, fuck that. It hit me wrong.
Yeah.
And look, I love you, but no, it's like, dude, I called you up. You know, you don't take a, you don't put a video of me up without me knowing.
Yeah. No, I took it down right away. And then
I called you up, but I was wrong. And I should have called you up and said, listen, brother, I was just a week out.
I get
a lot of shit on my plate. Not on my plate. Actually, nothing on my
plate.
Nothing
on your plate.
I'm fucking starving. And I can't eat or I'll throw up.
Yeah.
And all that shit was going on. But
you called, apologized. And when you called, and I apologized as well. Yeah. We talked to you. But then you said on the phone, you were like, there's some real shit going on. I'll tell you about it someday. So I thought it was going to be something juicy, but it's just that you were angry from your sleeve. That's all it was. I thought it was going to be something like, I'm actually got 2 months to live. I'm dying of cancer.
I was going to
die.
Something
we could break on the podcast. But it was just, I'm hungry because I can't have my fucking cupcakes.
Breathe.
Sorry, I lost it. I lost it.
I have to shit so bad.
Sorry.
I gotta shit so bad. On that.
All right, Robert Kelly. One more time. Where can we get the special? Love you, bud. Where can we get
it? That's the other show. Why would you say that? Kidding. I was a joke. Sorry. It bombed. I fucking bombed. Wow, you guys just let me bomb.
Yeah, just zoom in on his face and
shit's coming out of my asshole.
All right, one more time. Where can they get the special?
You go to Louie.
Shoot, do we got a stain?
Oh. Dude, I'm gonna shit so
it's
bad. LouisCK.com or RobertKellyKillbox.com. Get the special. Support fucking live comedy. Yeah. Pay us, don't pay them. Oh my God.
What does he have to say? There it is. All right, Bobby Kelly going to shit. That's been Critchy Chaos. Thanks for listening.